everybody. Welcome to episode number 47 of Two Chairs, No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast, Gary Crane interview. Two Chairs, No Waiting is brought to you by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by Weaver's for all your Mayberry items. They've got the DVD season sets of The Andy Griffith Show, Gomer Pyle, USMC, and all kinds of other Mayberry-related items. So drop by there and pick a few things up. Weaversdepartmentstore.com. Hey, folks, this is Alan Newsome, your host for the podcast. Glad to have you with us. Tonight's episode, we're going to have an interview with Gary Crane. Gary is he's the Gomer Pyle impersonator. He impersonates Gomer Pyle and does several things with the rest of us that go around, you know, as we mentioned last week, I think, as the stooges that that perform doing these Mayberry events and just trying to keep the Mayberry spirit alive a little bit. But Gary he's amazing. If you ever hear him talk, he sounds so much like Jim Nabors or Gomer when he's doing the voice of Gomer. And you'll hear him here in the interview that we're coming up with. It's pretty long, so we're going to get right into it, but you'll get to hear just a few samples of him talking like Gomer, and you're going to be amazed by that. I hope you like the interview, and we'll see you after it's over. So here it is, Gary Crane. All right. Hey, folks, we're here at the Hampton Inn in West Palm Beach, Florida. We just got through with the Mayberry Show, and I'm here with Gary Crane, who does Gomer Pyle with us. He's been doing it about – how long have you been doing it, Gary?
I guess it's been about 5 years up in Newcastle, Indiana was the first time I was on stage with you guys.
Yeah, I remember that. You were up there because you're friends with Keith Thibodeau, which is he's Little Ricky on I Love Lucy, and he was Johnny Paul Jason on The Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'd gone to the reunion out in Winston-Salem in '95 with Keith, and Keith knew I did Gomer and encouraged me, but... And I was backstage with George Lindsay and about 25 cast members and just cutting up one day doing it. And George said, "Why don't you get an act together and get on the road?" And I said, "George, I've been a salesman for, that time, 20-something years. And I'm afraid I would starve to death if I tried to do it seriously." But then when we were in Newcastle, I was cutting up and Ronnie Schell and Barbara Stewart and Maggie Peterson, when they were sitting signing autographs for some of the media, they'd already had a question and answer with the public. And I just popped off, and I don't even know what I said, but I did it in Gomer's voice. And Ronnie and Barbara and Maggie kind of looked up with this puzzled look on their face. And Ronnie said, "Boy, Gary, had I not known Jim weren't here, I would have sworn that was him. We want you in the show tomorrow night." Keith and I went to Walmart, and I bought some khakis and a black cap and went on stage with them on the next night. I was a little bit on the nervous side.
Right. Now, Ronnie Schell was Duke Slater on Gomer Pyle, and Barbara was Miss Bunny. That's who he was referring to. And, of course, Maggie Peterson, Charlene Darling. But what I remember about that night was you appeared out on stage with them. I mean, you know, here these are actual cast members from the Gomer Pyle, you know, USMC. And here comes Gary out with a bucket on his head.
Yeah, it was so weird because I'm laying awake Friday night thinking, what in the world am I going to be doing on stage with these professional actors? And Ronnie put me at ease the next day we got together, and he said, here's what we're going to do. He said, David Browning will come out as Barney, and we're going to be going off stage. He said, wait a minute, there's somebody special here who wants to see you. And they had me come out from the opposite side of the stage, and it was really strange in that theater had a bucket with a hole in the side of the bucket about where my eye would be when I put it on my head. And he said, "You're going to come out singing the Marine Corps hymn." And that's what I did. I came out singing From the Halls of Montezuma with that bucket on my head.
Well, go ahead and give us a little bit of the Halls of Montezuma. Let's hear.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. And I raised that bucket up and I said, "You know, it does have kind of a nice ring, this bucket on my head, don't it?"
Well, Gary's voice, which you just heard, is amazing. You sound so much like Gomer. And you don't look exactly like Gomer, but your mannerisms, you've really worked on those a lot. And you've really got those down to where when you walk, you've got that same kind of swagger that Gomer has when he walks, and he's kind of got his head where it'll bob back and forth. And you've worked on that a good bit.
I don't know that I ever worked on it much. It's just I thank the good Lord, but I believe he gave me a talent for picking up on people's mannerisms and things. And the characters that I do, I picked them up fairly easy.
Yeah, Gary's got a lot of voices in his head. That is one thing that we've all kind of kidded him about. With the Gomer Pyle stuff, you've been able to do now. I know back about a year after that original performance, you got to perform with Gomer's girlfriend, Miss Poovy, you know, Lou Ann Poovy.
That was actually, I think, a couple of years. The year before that, Keith had invited me to go to Tuscaloosa to Eagle's Wings with him. And again, I'm thinking, what are we going to do? Because I just hadn't really, you know, figured out any material. So on the way from Jackson, Mississippi, over to Tuscaloosa with Keith, I'm driving, and I sing a lot. And I began singing Swing Down Sweet Chariot. And Keith started harmonizing. And what was really funny is, you know, he harmonized so well, and he said, I've got an idea. What we're going to do is I'm going to have David's going to bring me out tonight, and then I'm going to say, hey, Gomer's here, and then bring me out. And we began to harmonize on Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. We did it there and then at Gravesville at the Squad Car National. And then the next year we went back, and I did another routine with Keith, but then Elizabeth McRae was there that year, and David Browning, who is so awesome at putting things together, says, here's what I want you to do. And so I got to come out, and Elizabeth was singing, and then we reminisced about when we were in San Diego together, and I told a couple of jokes, and David said, you need to sing her off stage with a love song. And I said, well, what do you want me to sing? He said, sing what you were singing the other night. I'm singing one of Nat King Cole's songs, Unforgettable, and I began to sing to her. And actually what was funny was David had said, great for a joke, because she's going to say, oh, Goma, what was that song you used to sing to me in San Diego it just made me cry. I just loved it so much. But she said, I forget what it was. And then I was supposed to say, Unforgettable. So it was a cute joke. And then I just a cappella started singing, Unforgettable, that's what you are. It turned out real well.
Yeah, it was really funny. She's such a great lady, too. Yes. She is so nice. We've got to do several different Mayberry events with her. And for you folks that are listening that don't remember, she was Gomer's girlfriend, Miss Poovy. But she was also on the Andy Griffith Show one time when Howard Sprague was a big brother. He was doing like a big brother to somebody, and she was the sister of the big brother. And that's the one that then Howard kind of fell in, you know, he started liking her and starting to pay more attention to her than the big brother. Anyway, she's a great lady, and she's been a lot of fun doing that. So I guess during your time doing Gomer with us as a Mayberry stuff, I guess, what's been your biggest, your most enjoyable time? There's so many, I know, but just try to pick one.
I don't know that I can put my finger on one. I would just say this. I feel so very honored to be with the Mayberry Tribute Artist. When Tim and myself and you, Alan, do the going to the movies, and it's Gomer and Goober going to a Cary Grant movie, and then we've adapted it because we don't have an Andy with Floyd. And again, Alan is so good in adapting these things, because he came up with the idea, well, did you ever think about where Gomer and Goober might have been before they went by the jail to ask Andy to go to the show with them? And he says, they might have gone by the barbershop and asked Floyd first. And so it works out real good. And you and David, I have to say, you guys have got really good creative minds, and that helps.
Well, I appreciate that, yeah. But as far as, like, cast members or anything, is there any in particular that you met that you really enjoyed getting to meet?
Well, I met Don Knotts back in 95 backstage at the Winston-Salem. And I remember walking up to Don backstage, and it was really neat. I walked up to Don. I said to Mr. Knotts, I'd love to introduce myself. I'm Gary Crane. I'm a good friend of Keith Thibodeau's. And I've always wanted to meet you, sir. I think you're probably the greatest comedic actor of all time. And I've always promised myself, if I did, there was something I wanted to say. And he said, okay, what's that? I said, Citizens Rest, Citizens Rest. Barney, did a U-turn? I'm making a Citizens Rest. he looked at me and he said, pretty good. But that was neat. And I'll have to say Elizabeth McRae, because Elizabeth is, like you said, she is such such a sweet, sweet person. And George Lindsay's fun. And James Best. Those are some of and Arlene Galanca was another one. There's so many that are.
You're doing the same thing that all of us do. Whenever you start trying to figure out which one you like, but then there's this one as well. So I understand it's hard, but there's always somebody that's just been kind of special to you. For me, obviously meeting those, like you're saying, but George Lindsay has been a really good friend to me. And so that's been real special. But, like you said, Betty Lynn's great, Maggie Peterson, don't feel like they're going to hear these and think you don't like them.
Of course, Keith.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wondered about Keith because I thought he was your friend. And then, he was.
Right. Keith is a very, very, very close personal friend. I mean, he and I've been to Lucy reunions in California with him, and he got me started. He encouraged me, and I'm so grateful for that. And you guys encouraged me. But Keith and I go way back to about 1994, and we've done a lot of things together. I mean, just not even performing things, just personal friends. And he's super, super wonderful Christian man. He and Kathy both are.
He's a real picky eater. But when you go out to eat with Keith, he's very much a healthy person. Very, very healthy. Yeah, so he makes you feel bad when you go to Cracker Barrel.
He is a real health nut and stout guy. He does, he takes care of himself.
I often have people coming up and saying things like, I watch you every night on TV or something like that. Have you had anybody ever say anything that was really unusual?
I'm not real sure. I do. Of course, I've incorporated, thanks to Tim White and my wife, I've incorporated a Gomer doing Elvis. But now that Gomer does Elvis, and I switch, I say something like, Gomer, I always wanted to be like Elvis when I grew up, and can I do a song? And I do Are You Lonesome Tonight? And in Elvis's voice, and then I get in the middle of it, and I go from, is your heart filled with pain? I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. And so I'm kind of back and forth, and there are times when I think it sounds like Gomer, and there's times when I'm like, gosh, it just sounds like me, and it don't sound like anybody, and it's not that good. And incorporating Gomer and Elvis together, I've had quite a few people. Well, one today, as a matter of fact, said, were you actually singing when I was doing Elvis? And so it's there's so many really nice people out there.
I think a lot of people think that when they hear Jim Nabors sing. Or is that really him singing? Because I remember the first time I ever heard him on Gomer Pyle, when he broke out singing, you're going, oh, my goodness, that cannot really be him. Like Andy said, he's got a high roof to his mouth, I believe is what he said. All right, well, Gary, I guess that's about it. We don't have time for speaking all night, but I really appreciate you taking time to speak with me, and we'll do this again for sure.
That sounds great, Alan. I appreciate the opportunity, and again, my heartfelt thanks to all the tribute artists for including me as a part of the group, because it is it's a great group, some of the nicest, sweetest people. I just thank you guys for what you've done for encouraging me and including me as part of it, and I just pray the Lord's blessings on you, buddy.
Well, I appreciate it, and thanks a lot. Well, there we were, Gary Crane. Folks, I hope you enjoyed the interview. Gary travels around, as I said, with us from time to time, but he's fairly new at this, so you may or may not have met him. But, if you get a chance, you'll get to see him, hopefully, at some Mayberry event. Folks, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your comments and feedback about Two Chairs, No Waiting. I say we. It's me, because I often say we, but really I'm the only one working on the podcast, I guess. I'm the sound guy, the editor, and everything else. All my family does is get to listen to it over and over as I get it ready. So, folks, I would love to hear from you. So drop by, or better yet, give me a call. Call me. I'd love to hear your voice at 888-684-8415. If you didn't hear it, you can rewind and listen. It's a podcast. So, or you can email me at floyd@mayberry.com or drop by mayberry.com/podcast and leave a comment there. Or you can even go to Facebook. I've made it so easy. So many ways you can talk to me. I need to hear from you. Drop by it's facebook.com/twochairs, and you can become a fan of the show. So one of those ways, just drop by and let me hear from you. I've heard from several of you that have called. A lot of people sometimes call just to hear the answer machine that's got Floyd talking to you. So if you do that, please leave me a note. Don't just hang up on me, because I know somebody called, but I don't hear from you. Anyway, folks, that's it for this evening, and we'll be back with you next week with Two Chairs, No Way. Bye.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.